Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 through 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 through 7. Now, in this particular passage, we're going to be looking at how they're going to remember you. What's your name going to conjure up when people speak of you after you're gone? Good memories or bad memories? Well, that's the question. Let's read the passage and you'll find out why. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. So in this passage, we find two ways that people are remembered and two ways that people are thought of. The memory of the just is blessed. Blessings are upon the head of the just. The memory of the just is blessed, and the name of the wicked shall rot, because violence covered their mouth. So all we're going to simply do today is look at some biblical examples and some earthly examples of good names and bad names, and quickly review why some of the names are good and why some of the names are bad, and draw a simple conclusion that the Bible draws. And you know what it is? The good conclusion, or the right conclusion, is simply that it is important to have a good name. It really is. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. That's what Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. He said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. So, believe me, it is important to have a good name, and it doesn't always happen. I mean, there are a lot of things that can affect it, but if you want to have a good name with God's people and you want to have a good name with the Lord, then remember some of the people that we're going to talk about today and what they did, and let that be a guide to you and an importance to you, because Solomon did say a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. If you had the choice between the two, if you had to squash somebody to get more money and nobody liked you and now you're a Scrooge, Solomon said, you know, it'd be better to do with a little less money and have a better name. Your money isn't going to last much after you're gone. The people who get it are going to spend it up. But your name is going to last a long time, and if it's a good name, it's going to conjure up good memories, and if it's a bad name, it's going to conjure up rottenness, according to the text. Now, he says here, blessings are upon the head of the just. And when you read through the Bible, there are certain people that are pointed out because they are blessed. The Bible says in Genesis 14, 19 that Abraham was blessed. Blessed be Abraham. Abraham was the friend of God. Abraham is our type of faith in Jesus Christ, because he believed God, and what he believed about what God said was accounted unto him for righteousness. You know, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's accounted to us for righteousness. Abraham becomes the father of faith, both of the Jews and the Gentiles, as a result of his blessings. Abraham is the patriarch of the Jewish nation. Of course, everything flows down through him, through some of his descendants, not all of them. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 tribes. But the blessings were upon Abraham because he's the friend of God. He would lead his children according to the way that God wanted him to, and he was a man that had faith in what God said. He believed him. Had a baby when he was beyond childbearing age. In Judges chapter 5, we find out about somebody else's name who's just. Her name is Jael. There's a song being sung by Deborah and Barak in Judges chapter 5. Over the victory that the Jews had over Sisera and the Midianites. And the woman who is given honor in the song is a woman named Jael, J-A-E-L, because she's the one that killed Sisera. She drove a tent stake through his temple and then cut his head off. It's a type of the victory of the church over the Antichrist. It's a type of the, not over the Antichrist because we're escaped, but it's a type of the victory of the church over the devil. And I think Paul said in Romans 16:20 that the Lord would bruise Satan shortly under our feet, bruise him under our feet shortly. And so Jael is that picture of the church defeating the devil. And in verse 24, the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Now, that's Judges 4:24, excuse me. 5:24, blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. So she's blessed above women. What an honor to be recorded in the Bible as somebody who is blessed. You know, the Bible says that they that fear the Lord are blessed. They that fear the Lord are blessed. You know, we've studied a lot about fearing God as we've been in Proverbs, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And, you know, people don't want to believe that. They think they're going to go off and get an education in school and then go off to college and get an education. That's all fine and well. What are you going to do with the education? And if your education is not in the fear of God, it's an education, but it's not wisdom. Psalm 128, verse 1, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. You want a name that's blessed? Then be known as a God-fearing man. I don't hear that expression used anymore. But when I was a kid, I can remember people using two phrases. They would say about a fellow or a woman, salt of the earth. And the other was, that was a God-fearing man. I remember people using that. I don't hear that said much anymore. But a man that'll fear the Lord is blessed. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, the Bible says that Peter was blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father hath revealed this unto thee. What was it? Peter made a confession to the Lord Jesus Christ that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he got that revelation directly from God Almighty. And God the Son, Jesus Christ, said, Peter, you're blessed. You're blessed. Now, Peter was so zealous that he had a lot of problems because he was always getting his foot in his mouth, you know. He was saying things boldly before he thought it through. Jumped out there in the water and sunk, cut off a man's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane, that kind of stuff. Rebuked the Lord for saying that he was going to go to the cross. But you know, in spite of all those problems that Peter had, denied the Lord, in spite of all those problems, the Bible shows you that Peter was blessed because he made a good confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, knowing Jesus Christ and trusting Jesus Christ and confessing Jesus Christ as your Savior goes a long way, even though you've got something in your past that is ugly. One of the great things I love about pastoring is being around a group of folks that messed up their life. I'm not happy. They're not either. And that, you know, we messed up our lives in the past. But being around them today when God has fixed them up and seeing the blessings of God on them and in their families, and knowing that that past is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's a good example of that. In Luke chapter 1, verse 42, we find out that Mary was blessed. Blessed above women. Why? Because the angel chose her to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost would overshadow her, and Jesus Christ would be born, and he would get his human nature from her and his divine nature from God Almighty, because he's God manifest in the flesh. Can you imagine the responsibility laid upon that little girl to raise the Lord Jesus Christ properly? And she did it. She's blessed. In Romans chapter 1, verse 25, we find that God is blessed. Now, in many places you're going to find that, but I picked this particular passage because the Bible says, the Creator who is blessed forever, amen. And the reason that that's so good is that God is the Creator, and so is Jesus Christ. According to Colossians chapter 1, the universe exists because Jesus Christ created it, and according to the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, God created it. They're the same God. They just have, they're different persons, and they have a different name. Jesus is God, and Jehovah is God. And they're blessed. They're blessed. Why? They got a good name. When you think of the name Jehovah, that's a great name. When you think of the name Jesus Christ, there's not a name in this universe that is a better name than that. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And at the name of Jesus, those that trust him will be saved. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What a name. What a name. You know, we have a lot of hymns in the hymn book about the name of Jesus. The sweetest name I've ever heard. Take the name of Jesus with you. Beautiful name. Wonderful name. Blessed. You know, all of those people, Abraham, Jael, the man that fears the Lord, Peter, Mary, the Creator, God, Jesus Christ, they're always remembered as good names. Paul. Tremendous name. How many Pauls are there? I don't even know. Paul or Paolo or however it's said, depending on the country. Paul was a man. Paul was a murderer, man. Paul did some lousy things in his zeal for God that were done in ignorance when he did not trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. But after he got saved, he took a stand and he took a beating for the Lord Jesus Christ. And though he was despised by some, that man ended up doing tremendous things for the Lord God, wrote those books in the New Testament, and has a name that we'll all remember, Paul. How many men I know that are named Paul. You know why so many people get that name? Because that's a good name to remember. Now, a lot of people that have the name Paul aren't Christians. A lot of the people that have the name Paul aren't necessarily remembering that their name was attached to the Apostle Paul. How about Ruth? Tremendous name. A Moabite who came with her mother-in-law and eventually married Boaz and wound up in the line of Christ because she said, "Entreat me not to leave thee." She said, "Wherever you go, I'm going. Well, whoever God you're going to worship, that's the God I'm going to worship. And I'm staying with you." What a daughter-in-law to have. What a remarkable woman that Ruth is. What a good name. You know how we remember Ruth? We remembered Ruth this way, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Woo! What a statement. Wow! What a name. So lots of girls are named Ruth. It's a lovely name. Abigail. Abigail, a woman of beautiful countenance and good understanding. It's no wonder that David took her as his wife. You know, because of something very stupid that David did with Bathsheba, he ended up losing four of his own children, one shortly after he died and three during his lifetime. He lost the baby boy that was conceived the night that he slept with Bathsheba. That's the first one. He lost Amnon because Amnon was stupid and slept with Tamar and Absalom killed him. He lost Absalom because Joab disobeyed orders. And he lost Adonijah because Adonijah challenged Solomon for the throne. He lost four because the payment for stealing, which is what he did when he had Bathsheba, and for murder, which is what he did when he had Uriah killed, was four for one. And that's what satisfied it. The death of those four children took care of it. You know what? One boy in that list did not die in chronological order. He goes by two names. His name is Daniel in the one hand, or Kileab. He didn't die in the chronological order. Amnon, being the oldest son, died. Absalom died. Adonijah died. They were in chronological order. But this Daniel, this Kileab, escaped all of that. You know who Daniel's mother was? Abigail. Abigail. God blessed her seed. as a result of who she was. You know how I remember Abigail? As a fine woman. Jacob. Jacob had lots of problems in the Bible, but Jacob, though he were a supplanter, Jacob was always after spiritual things. Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers, thrown into prison for 12 years for a crime he did not commit, raised to become the governor of the country. How many men are named Joseph? James and John, the sons of thunder, the two disciples that ran with Peter, the chief of the three that went with him, have epistles named for them. How many James and how many Johns are there in the world? The common names, what are they? They're the apostles of God. How are they remembered? As good men. Timothy, a tremendous Bible name. Caleb, because of his zeal, when he went in with the spies, he wasn't going to buckle under their pressure, he and Joshua. And those two men stood against the spies and said, we need to go in there and take that land. So God said, you know what? When the children of Israel wander around in the wilderness for 40 years, you guys are going to wander with them, but you're not going to die. You're going in to possess the land. Esther, if I perish, I perish. Married to the king, unknown as a Jewish woman, put her life on the line to save her people, and named the wicked accuser Haman so that her people could be spared. What a fine, brave, courageous woman. Martha, Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, Daniel, who's known for his great wisdom, Priscilla, who helped Aquila in ministering to Paul and to teaching and even established a church in their home. Samuel, the greatest prophet Israel ever had. And on it goes, not to mention men like David. These names are common names because when you think of them, they conjure up good memories of men with great honor and women with great honor, and they're remembered in fondness. You know what he said? He said, the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7, the memory of the just is blessed. Blessings are upon the head of the just, and all of these I named were blessed. Why? They were just. They were good men, good women. They stood for God and stood against the things that were against God. But man, there are rotten names, and they abound. Violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The name of the wicked shall rot. And their rottenness is generally connected with violence. Ahab, a rotten name, because he's the worst king that Israel ever had. Jezebel, do you know many women named Jezebel? A rotten name. You say, why? Because of the torment to Israel that she was as such a wicked queen. She's the one that had Naboth killed. Because Naboth wouldn't give his vineyard to the king. He wasn't supposed to. He was supposed to hang on to his vineyard. Ahab knew better than to ask for that. Jezebel said, I'll get it for you, and killed him. And his heirs too. Pilate, a rotten name. I don't know a boy named Pilate. You won't. What a rotten name. Pilate, who knew that Jesus Christ was innocent and proclaimed him innocent three times, and instead buckled under the pressure of mob rule and allowed him to go to the cross as an innocent man anyway. Rotten name. Even though this name that I'm going to mention now is a title, it's still a rotten title. Herod. Herod. Rotten title. Rotten name. Why? Murderer. Murderer. He wanted to see Jesus Christ only because he wanted to see a miracle from him, the same way that a person goes out to Las Vegas to see a magic act. Judas Iscariot, rotten name, rotten name. Why? Because he was the one that traveled with the disciples. They never knew what he was made of. And on the night that Jesus Christ was betrayed, he was the one that did the evil deed. He let the devil get him. Cain, a rotten name. Why? Because he had a righteous brother who offered a sacrifice and even offered willingly to give his brother a sacrifice to make to the Lord of blood that God would accept. And Cain refused and killed his own brother. And rather than shed the blood of a lamb, he shed the blood of his brother. Rotten name. Violent. Satan. A rotten name. A name that scares you to mention because because he's so powerful, but he uses his power for his own gain and his own wisdom and his own beauty and his own desires and his own wealth and his own destruction. God's not like that. God does what he does for your benefit. But Satan for his own. Hitler, what a rotten name, conjures up all that evilness where 6 million Jews were slaughtered as a result of that wicked man's aspirations. You hear that name and people just seethe at the remembrance of it. It's a name that's gone terribly bad. Sodom, as in Saddam Hussein, rotten name. May not have been before, but it is now. When you hear of all the multitudes of people that were killed by that man. How about Castro? Another rotten name. Why? Because he's amassed massive wealth by persecuting his own people and stealing from his own people and keeping his own people in bondage and running in a wicked government to ruin and destroy that country for his own gain. Rotten names. Rotten. Now here's the thing to be careful of, and that's this. The world will often assign a bad name to a just man and a good name to a bad man. Jesus was called the devil, and Jesus was called Beelzebub by the Pharisees and by his peers, and was disliked by his brothers, and was without honor in his own country. Why? They thought he was some sort of a cultist. And they took that perfectly good name and they made it bad with bad press. You got to be careful who you're listening to when they rub somebody else's name through the mud. Paul was accused of riot. Paul was accused of turning the world upside down. Paul is a great man. Paul is a great name. And yet in those names they defamed what he was doing. Now I knew he would take it because in humility he was only working for the Lord. And the Lord said, if they hate you, just know they hated me first. Paul was accused of doing bad things when what he was doing was to save men's souls and to get churches planted. Sometimes good preachers are accused of cultist activity and start getting bad names when they're doing good things. Then on the other hand, you've got this thing that the world will do. A lot of times the world will go after a bad man and give him a good name when he's not a good man. We have some in our modern history. They're like gods today. They're so idolized. The world loved Absalom. When Absalom started kissing everybody as they came into the gate there and started answering all their questions, he was simply usurping the government that God had given to David, his father. And then eventually Absalom ran his father out of town and slept with his father's concubines in the sight of all the city to be despised in the face of his father. The world will follow after the Antichrist, and the Antichrist's flattery will get him the kingdom, and they will gladly serve him, and they will gladly think that he's better than Jesus Christ was. They'll even call him the Christ. And yet he, as a man, will be responsible for more violence in the earth than any other human being before him and any other human being after him. Why? Because violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Rotten. Now, here's the question. With all of that said, I mean, you've gotten a Bible study. You've gone through and you were reminded of some names and some people and how they remembered. The question is, how will they talk about you when you're gone? It might shock you to know, but I was at a funeral one time. And, invariably, when you go to the funeral and you go to the family, they may have had some hard times with their mother, or they may have had some hard times with their father or their mother or the grandmother or the grandfather, but at that time, they're shedding tears because they're going to miss them. And at that time, they don't speak much evil about some of the bad things that happened in the past. But I was at a funeral one time, and they said, I don't believe old so-and-so will be here, one of the brothers. He came. And one of the other brothers came up to him and said, whatever his name was, he said, why are you here? We didn't think you would come. He said, I simply came because I wanted to make sure that old, and then he cussed, blankety blank, was dead. I wanted to see for myself because I didn't believe it. And he came and he saw that his father was dead. He cursed him. Boy, that's not very good. I didn't inquire. I don't know what happened. I really don't. But the question is, how are they going to talk of you when you're gone? Cantankerous, ungodly, filthy, blasphemer? All they're going to be able to do is tell all the jokes and funny stories. Are they going to have any testimony to give about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? You want a good memory? You want them to speak well of you when you're gone? Then something is going to have to change. You'll have to get saved. You'll have to live for Jesus. You'll have to do right. Listen, a lot of times people won't say bad things about you while you're alive. They'll wait till you're dead, and then they'll start talking. That's what an old friend of mine said. He's gone now. He said they won't start telling all the bad things until you're gone. Then there won't be anybody to stand up and raise a fuss. Because you're gone, you won't be there to defend yourself. The Bible says in Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." You know what we're talking about here? Blessings upon the head of the just. The memory of the just is blessed. You want your memory to be blessed? Then what you need to do is you need to have your transgressions forgiven. You need to have your sins covered in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to have it so that the Lord will not impute iniquity to you, but he'll impute righteousness to you because of Jesus Christ. And that's the way to wind it up in this world with a good name and a good memory. You want that? You want that in eternity? Then trust Jesus. You want to go down with the violent and those which have names that fit with the likes of Pilate and Satan and Sodom and Hitler and Judas? Then go on living without Jesus Christ, and they'll remember you that way for an eternity. Sober message, isn't it? Get saved. Get you a good name and be remembered as a man who humbled himself to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the greatest name known to man as his Savior.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.